kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Foster care is taking a child full 24/7, so living with you. So you need a spare room in your house, and also just having the ability to care for them and genuinely want to help them.
Sa Australia, may libo-libong bata at kabataang hindi maaaring manatili sa kanilang mamagulang o birth family dahil sa iba't ibang sitwasyon tulad ng pang-aabuso, kapabayaan o iba pang seryosong hamon sa tahanan. Para matiyak ang kanilang kaligtasan at kapakanan, inilalagay sila sa tinatawag na foster care, kung saan pansamantala o pangmatagalan silang inaalagaan ng mga sinanay at accredited foster carers.
So foster care is when a child has been taken out of their home for various reasons because they're at risk of significant harm. And we place them into homes where they get taken care of. You do get paid, so there is a payment that's given by DCJs just to help, you know, cover the costs of like food and clothing, just for people to help take care of those children. DCJ is the Department of Communities and Justice, so the government.
Si Kimberly Macy ay isang case manager sa Creating Links.
Creating Links is a company that finds foster carers, and we also look after kids in foster care. So we're looking for today more Filipino families because we don't have enough Filipino families to culturally match with the amount of Filipino children that are in foster care at the moment. But yes, we've been around for 50 years. We started in 1972 and we're very grassroots. So we started as a community centre by a bunch of community members, just trying to help children in the foster care system.
Ayon sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, noong 30 ng Hunyo 2024, may tinatayang 44,900 na bata at mga kabataan ang nasa out-of-home care sa buong Australia. Kabilang dito ang foster care, kinship care o pag-aalaga ng mga kamag-anak at iba pang residential care arrangements. Halos kalahati ng mga batang nasa pangangalaga ay nakatira sa mga kamag-anak o kaanak. Habang bahagyang bumaba ang bilang ng mga bagong batang pumapasok sa sistema, nanatiling mataas ang kabuang bilang ng mga batang nasa pangangalaga dahil mas tumatagal ang kanilang pananatili sa care system. Kasabay nito, nahaharap din ang Australia sa kakulangan ng mga foster at kinship carers. Wala namang opisyal na datos na nagpapakita kung ilang mga batang may Filipino background ang kasalukuyang nasa foster care o out-of-home care sa Australia.
I couldn't give you that number. That was a number that would DCJ would know. But they are requiring, like asking us and requesting for more Filipino families because it's a need at the moment. Yeah, there's not enough for the amount of children that we have. So they're from Filipino backgrounds, so cultural backgrounds. So we usually like to culturally match children just so that they can stay in touch with their cultural identity because it's really important.
Anya, na bagaman walang particular na bilang ng mga batang may Filipino background na nangangailangan ng foster care, may pangangailangan naman para sa mga Filipino foster carer. Ito'y para maitugma sila sa mga batang may pinagmulang Filipino nang nangangailangan ng foster carer.
They can ask us and let us know that they're interested. Then they go through some classes to help them understand how to become a foster carer and the things that they may need to do. So there'll be things that they need to keep up with, like annual medical checkups, dental checkups, making sure that children are going to school, making sure that they are staying connected with their original family if they can, because it's so important for them to be able to know that even though that they are in foster care, they can still have connection to their family. So I know you'll need a working with children check, a police check, and then we also have programs that they go through to teach them about how to be a good foster carer. So if they don't pass all of the classes, then and the, obviously the police and working with children check, then you can't become a foster carer.
Ilan sa mga karaniwang requirements para makapag-apply upang maging foster carer, dapat na ikaw ay Australian citizen, permanent resident o eligible New Zealand Special Category Visa holder. Kadalasang may edad na hindi bababa sa 21 o 25 taong gulang, depende sa estado o ahensya. May sapat na espasyo sa bahay, kadalasan ay may ekstrang kwarto para sa bata. At kailangan makapasa sa police checks, working with children check, health assessment at home safety assessment.
So you start off with either short-term care, which means that they're only staying for you with you while they're going through interim orders. Then there's long-term care, which means that they're living with you full-time. And then there is also guardianship, so that's before adoption. So that just means you have more control of the spending of the funds that child gets without having to ask permission from whatever foster care centre they are with or organisation that they're with. And then there's adoption. So there is options for adoption if children cannot be restored back to their families.
Para sa mga interesado o nangangailangan ng impormasyon tungkol sa kung paano maging foster carer, narito ang mensahe ni Kimberly Macy.
We have more children that need to go into care than we do foster carers. They can get more information from us at Creating Link. They can get more information at www.creatinglinks.org.au.
Ana Limviolata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.